I've been so lonely, girl, I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me, and now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish,
gay fish,
gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish, gay fish.
It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.
All those lonely nights at the grocery store, in the frozen fish aisle, feeling like a whore. Cause I wasn't being true, even though everyone said that I had to make a switch,
gay fish.
Now I know that I'm a gay fish,
gay fish,
gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish. I'm a fish, yo.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Here with us today is Silver Tongue, and we're going to talk about something nasty.
Yay! Which is why we brought you on.
Because of love. We know you do. Okay, so Chainsaw sent us a link the other day to the story about a documentary being made about a guy that had an intimate sexual relationship with a dolphin.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that today. And, yeah.
So, that's pretty disgusting. Absolutely gross.
Now, this isn't, like, the first case of anybody doing this with a animal, like...
No, unfortunately, it's not.
And even in his... Well, in the documentary article, you said he had mentioned it, too. Like, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Well, there should be less of you.
Yeah!
There should be a lot less of you.
I just don't understand how you could ever sexualize an animal. Like,
it's very awkward. And, like, the reading that article grossed me out. Like, the way he was describing, like, the complex passages.
Oh,
like,
yes, that's so gross.
So disturbing.
Like, that really grossed me out to read it.
Like, it upset my stomach.
Yes. And as I think about cat penises because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, how can anybody, like... And I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, and then the weird thing is, so when I was a kid, I went to this, like, science thing in Lubbock, whatever, and they did the IMAX where you, like, lay down, and it has the whole, like, 45-minute film on, like, the ocean, which is what ours was about, but it was about dolphins. And it was talking about how dolphins are the only other mammals that have sex for pleasure. Which I thought was weird, but also, like, the sex for dolphins, that sounds so weird that I know about this, but it was just because I was a kid and I remember being so grossed out by it. But the sex for dolphins is, like super quick.
Like, one quick smash and they fly away.
Basically fly away.
Yeah, they are one-minute men. And for this guy to be talking about, like, what he's doing, it almost sounds like, not just are you fucking a dolphin, but, like, dolphins don't even have sex like that. Like, that's so gross. You're just, like,
raping the dolphin.
Yeah, you're raping
the dolphin.
Yeah. And then, but for them to go on and say that, like, this isn't the first case of somebody having that kind of relationship with the dolphin and the dolphin killing themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that apparently this dolphin also killed themselves, so who knows?
Oh, I remember reading that.
Yeah, and, like, he tried to be like, oh, it's because she died of a broken heart because I didn't come back.
Yeah. Like, this dude legit thought that they were in love, like, in a relationship.
He thought that.
Yeah.
Like, but it's also kind of like, and I know this is fucked up to, like, even bring up, but it does happen and it's so disgusting and it's not okay. But people that, like, rape children, like, it damages internally because their bodies are not
meant to have that in them.
Exactly. So, like, for an animal, like, it could
internally damage
internally. Yes, that's so perverse.
Like, oh God, please don't take this wrong. Fine, people have their, like, kinks. You're attracted to animals, okay, you have to feel what you feel, but if an animal or a person or anything, like, can't consent, you just,
like,
can't do it.
Doesn't make it okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
don't stick your dick in it.
And you can't just claim, oh, well, the dolphin looked me in the eye she wanted it.
Yeah, dogs hump people's legs, and I don't think it really means that they need to have sex with that human.
Exactly.
So,
but it's your own, or, like, their own way of, like, justifying their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had this discussion with somebody that will remain nameless, but is absolutely mental, about child molesters and about how, you know, I personally think
they should all be killed.
Yeah. Like, if you, I understand that it might be a mental illness, but the fact that you act upon it, the fact that, like, children are not safe because of you, I don't give a shit. You should rot. Like,
what about the ones that call themselves righteous pedophile? I can't remember.
What is that?
I actually just saw, like, a short documentary on this one guy who's apparently famous for this, and I might be saying it wrong. I think he calls himself, like, a righteous pedophile or a righteous whatever kind of thing. He doesn't look up porn. He doesn't really go near children like that. He's not on any kind of sex offender registry. He knows what he's interested in, but also knows that it's not right.
And doesn't
so just doesn't act on his own sexual impulses. The worst part of it that I heard was that he, you know, they're asking him real questions, and he says, "Yeah, no, obviously I know what I like. Yes, I have fantasies." And he, again, it wasn't like really at least perverse what he was describing. He was just like, "No, I do fantasize about younger children, but, like, to me, they're mostly, like, superheroes," which you could also hear in his own life. He was stunted somewhere.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about somebody like that who knows it's wrong? So he will never hurt a child, will never go near anybody, and then just lives his own life like that.
At the time of this discussion, I was, like, purposely saying that the pedophiles in prisons, you know, they're getting killed by inmates anyway. And I know this is going to sound ridiculous and I should probably not have said it, but whatever, I did. I said it should be like a battle royale where we as the audience can come in and, like, view this horrible slaying of each other.
All over again.
Yeah, I'm for it.
And that's what I said, because I don't like pedophiles. And this person intervened and was like, they're just mentally ill and they deserve a right just like anybody else. And again, my argument to be protected, which in my argument was anybody that has actually physically assaulted or harmed a child, you have gone to the extent of doing it. What's to stop you from doing it again? You cannot control yourself like other people. You deserve to die. Fuck you. I don't care about you and your life. You just ruined a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that child did not consent to you. So I don't care if I sound like an asshole.
Child can't consent. Impossible.
Okay, so I see it both ways because I was there for that conversation and I know, and I feel the same way. Like, just because I'm a sick individual and I think that crime should be fitting of your punishment, kind of. Sure. So if you're going to do something that shitty, like, then you deserve to have a shitty death because existence. Of it. Yeah, or a shitty existence. Yep. Like, I think of the book The Most Dangerous Game. I don't know if anybody read that. And, where they just hunt humans. But, like,
the Zodiac killers.
Yeah, like, throw them on an island and, hey, rich people want to pay to hunt y'all down. Like, okay.
Yeah, and then that cures privatized prisons and putting people in prison for marijuana versus, which is, again, fitting of the crime. Like,
exactly.
Marijuana crime versus, like, a pedophile just doesn't add up to both being in the same prison and the same.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I see that side where, like, fuck them, like, they don't deserve lives. But then I also see this side, which I'm very glad you brought up, because I've always been curious to know if there are people out there that are curious about it or, like, know that that's what they like but haven't acted on it or anything. And I never knew how to Google that because I was like, I don't want people to or Google to think I'm a pedophile, trying to just, like, no, like, it's not like that. But, like, I know, like, that it's possible for you to not act on things.
On your
I, like, personally, like, choose not to drink alcohol because I know I'm going to be a bitch on it. Like, it's a choice that I can make. It's something I can control.
Yeah, sure.
And I always want to know, like, if that, and obviously you said there are, like, whatever, righteous pedophiles.
Yeah, I think that's what he called himself.
That's interesting to me. I see that point of view, and that's pretty damn respectable. Like, if this guy's coming out saying that, like, yeah, I get it.
It's and being up, an like, advocate and saying you don't have to do it. Like, don't act on
He has friends who have children, and they bring the children around. The friends aren't remotely, like, afraid of keeping them because they know he would never hurt them. Like, he even had, like, his drawings on his fridge, and it didn't, like, seem creepy. You know how somebody says, like, oh, don't worry, really not, and has, like, all these, like, creepy drawings and says he has kids. Like, it just felt so sincere. Like, no, I would never. Like, why would I hurt somebody?
Yeah, and kids don't know unless, like, kids aren't gonna isolate somebody unless they're told to.
Yeah.
So, like, for if he has drawings from kids, like, maybe neighborhood kids just see him around and think he's a nice guy. Like, you don't freaking know. And
but
like,
that just goes back to common sense. Like, you know, how angry do you get sometimes? You get so angry you want to kill someone. You know what I mean? You're like, I could kill you.
Literally. But you don't.
But you don't. Yeah. Because that's a controlled action.
Yeah.
Well, and like you mentioned earlier, you're afraid to even look it up on the internet
on Google,
to like learn anything. And that's so much of the reason that there's very little science and studies behind people who are pedophiles. Is it a mental illness? Is it actually a sexual orientation that we just can't accept because children can't consent? Like, people can't even put money into, I want to do this research.
Because it makes you look
because it sounds like yeah, like the person you talk to, it sounds like,
that's why I've never Googled it.
They need help. Why can't we do for them? And they sound like they're not in children's best interest.
I mean, granted, this person has verbalized how much she hates children.
Yeah, she's a different case.
Yeah.
But I understand that you feel like you can't look it up because of the fear of somebody saying, well, why was she looking that up?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so also,
but
like...
Wait. Before you go on, because I want you to know about this, there is actually a documentary on Netflix that's called, like, Pedophile Park or something like that. And it is a documentary
that
followed a group of
live in a trailer park.
But they live in a, because they're so isolated
and
from
there's so many
society.
Laws. Like, you
so
have to be X amount
together.
Of feet within a school playground. Like,
So they built their little community. And the whole message of the movie was, like, we're not so bad. Which, again, like, it was hard for me to watch because you want to feel sorry for them and be like, I understand you're trying to make your life better. But at the end of the day, you still touched a child and you disgust me.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to, like,
I see both sides. I watched it. I totally did. Again, because I would never find information on stuff like that. And I know, like, in a, like, it's not, oh, I'm super interested in pedophiles, but it's, I like to get people's perspectives on things.
Yeah.
And that's the side you don't ever really get to hear. But this, okay, so when I was a kid, like in elementary school, there was, like, a publicly televised, like, trial for this, like, rape and murder of this little girl. And, like, I remember, like, watching it on TV because my mom didn't monitor my television. But, like, this guy was, of course, sentenced to death. Like, but he was legit, like, the whole time in court, like, the most broken, like, remorseful person, like, I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know how people put on an act in court, like, and you can tell that it's an act? Like, this was the opposite. Like, you could tell, like, he was truly, like, he kept saying, like, I did not, like, I tried so hard not to do this. Like, I feel so bad. And he was like, I just didn't think that girl could live her life after what I did to her. Like, I'm so sorry. And, like,
so if that was,
and I know, like, it's messed up to feel bad for him, but, like, you could see that he was, like, truly, like, messed up over it. Like, that he really, like,
and he was a pedophile?
He had, like, I guess sexually assaulted a little
Let
girl.
Let me ask you something then. Like, so if that was your child that he had raped.
That's not a fair question because you already know I'm going to say.
But if he had rape molested her, your child, and he was the same exact way in the courtroom, you as a mother, would you look at him and say, oh, well, he really does look remorseful?
If they genuinely looked remorseful and it was
just an observation
that I was making, then yeah, but that wouldn't, like, mean, like, oh, please don't give him the death penalty. Like, oh, he said he was sorry. Like, no, still, like, fuck you, but, like...
There have been families that learn to, for the lack of a better term, like, heal from things like this.
From forgiving.
And then to
speak with the person
who hurt them. You know what I mean?
That's not my style. Like,
I personally could not.
Yeah, I have no idea if I could or not.
No,
but it's not like
I would
hasn't
murder
happened.
This person myself.
If I didn't murder this person, yeah, like, and that person even made it to court, but I would probably just honestly kill someone.
But I don't know.
It's your kid.
It's such a sensitive subject because, again, I understand that these people are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But
some of them don't act like it, though. Like, some of them don't think they are.
Yeah, but like that, the guy that you're specifically talking about, like the court, you know, that like is showing remorse that said, like, I never thought that it would get to this. Like, he truly didn't think. Like, he might have been like that guy that like really truly thought, like, I'm never going to act upon it.
And he was in therapies and stuff. Like, he had like an on call counselor that he would call, like, I'm feeling an urge.
But
like,
that's going to be so hard.
Me?
Yeah,
like,
it's like being an alcoholic or an addict, or like how many, so many members of the LGBTQ community will never fulfill any of their sexual desires or fantasies because they were told it's wrong. You know, but it's obvious that it could be done. Obviously, is a mental, like, just, yeah, we would just want it not to happen.
Yeah, so I'm not excusing that behavior at all, because it's not okay.
But you can understand that
I can understand
you can do that. You can simply not choose to do the things that make you happy, which in this case is really unfortunate for both sides.
You know? I'm a firm believer of mind over matter, of like anything is possible. You just have to tell yourself that you can do it or let it, whatever. Like, your mind influences your decisions 100%. Like, and that's, a lot of people don't realize that. So
yeah, well, and again, with mental disorders, it's hard to like fully function sometimes without proper help. Like, what, you know, what's to say that these people weren't on proper medication or were on wrong medication? Or that's repeating myself, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who's to say? But again, like, I just personally, because I see it through like the mother's perspective, that like, I would, like, if anybody ever hurt my child, I would murder them, and I would happily do it. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, for real, like, so if anybody ever touched my kid, like, I'd be the first to throw fucking hands. Like, but yeah.
And then even, like, you know, and then you turn that around to people with animals. Like, that particular person I was speaking about, you know, had that happened to one of her animals, you know, that it would have been a whole different case versus, oh, well, he was mentally ill.
I was about to say something really messed up, but never mind, I won't. We got, like, into children, and now we're going back to animals.
To animals, yes.
But, like, people pay to go watch donkey shows.
Did you guys see that documentary? I think it was on Vice, and they followed these people. They were, like, doing a documentary on donkey fucking, and then the tour guide tells him, oh, you guys want to see a donkey fuck, whatever, whatever. Like, he takes them, and he literally shows these people, like, how he fucks a donkey. And, like, it was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen, but, like, it is so, like, all the children were basically, like, it's like a rite of passage, like a rite of
manhood.
Yeah.
What is the rite of passage? Fucking a donkey?
Yes. And, like, they talk about
where,
it.
Where are these? Where is this?
I want to say it was, like, South America or, like, Mexico.
So it's some, like, primitive culture or it's just some, like, certain...
No, like, it is, like, again, it is, like, a rite of passage for the men. And this tour guide, who's supposed to just be taking them around to, like, oh, you know how, like, they have, like, where you go and pay to see a woman fuck a donkey? Like, how they have donkey shows, whatever. So they were supposed to be doing a documentary like that, but it ended up turning, like, 180 when their tour guide is like, oh, you guys want to see it? And he literally, they have it on film, him fucking a donkey behind a bush, and he's goes with the children and is like, oh, how many of you guys have, and all the kids are like, oh, like, again, it is so normalized, and it's legal in that area or whatever, and it was just, it was the most disturbing thing.
I'm so grossed out right now. What the
Tell a funny story, but that one's fucked up. I know. But imagine, like, that's so normalized. That's normalized.
But why? Like, what is so fun about it? Or, like, what do you... I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. Why is that...
I don't understand.
Different cultures do different things. I'm not excusing it. That's all I have.
Okay, honestly, one time...
Oh, no.
I did not know. Okay, well, one time, this girl from our high school... She posted on Facebook. She was like, hey, I'm about to post a video of me fucking my dog or getting fucked by my dog. And she had, like, a big, like, it was a big white.
Oh,
like,
that's so gross.
Yeah, like, Arctic looking dog or whatever. And I don't know dogs, but yeah, she legit fucking posted a video.
Well, isn't there a famous YouTuber who discusses, like, how to have sex with her dog and, like, just posts videos? I really... think that this is true,
but it was like disgusting as fuck. Like,
oh yeah, no,
seconds of it, because I was like, this bitch is not. And so
there's one in particular famous YouTuber who, like, demonstrates or talks techniques about having sex with her dog, and maybe post the videos.
I
didn't look at anything. How is that even allowed on the internet? I'm confused.
I'm pretty sure her stuff just gets taken down repeatedly.
Yeah. She just, but the dark web, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, unfortunately,
remember those things. If you can think it, you can fuck it, dude.
That's so true. But,
and
oh my God.
I don't understand the. I mean, there has to be psychology, like, where there's an understanding as to why these people, for some reason, have an attraction to animals or to children. Like, there has to be some kind of, like, right? Like, connection. Like, everyone has, like, an inflammated hypo...
Is that not saying that LGBTQ people are just not wired right? I mean... Because I don't believe
that's different.
Like, is it?
I guess it's still a sexual preference. You're right. It's like, still a sexual
people
preference.
Like furries, people like
but
balloons.
But it's not like an, it's not.
I mean, that's obviously distilling it to something that's really
like being gay is not that, yeah, like it's not a big deal compared to like thinking an animal is sexually attractive. Like, that's like way different.
I'm not trying to compare the two that like, oh, gay is like that. But I'm just saying, why is it not sexual orientation? Like, why is it like, why does it have to be miswiring if there's, I don't know, when people say miswiring to me, it means like, oh, there's a couple glitches in the system.
Like in your computer, your brain.
I think it's because, I think it's more because of environmental causing. Like they all, like, okay, I read that article about how a male, the father figure, no matter what, towards men, or towards daughters and sons, the male, the father, has more influence than the mother on like, it is true about daddy issues and stuff. Like, the dad actually does play a majority of the role and influence as to how we become when we grow up.
Okay.
Fact. That's science. Just so you know. But, okay. So, if that's the case, and you were to be able to study pedophiles or bestiality, people that are into bestiality, and you find a pattern that all of them, their father left when they were three. Or all of them, they were abused by their father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be a sign of like, okay, well then that caused some kind of like glitch, not physically, but maybe like mental glitch that caused or that has like a cause as to, do I make sense?
No, you do. I'm just wondering where that starts and stops depending on what you're talking about, because I think when you say things like that, it's easy to make a slippery slope to say anything other than heteronormative would be like miswiring, you know, like, which is obviously not what we all believe. I'm just saying, I think when you say things like that,
it can be taken,
down to like, well, obviously then everything that's not.
No, I think it's more environmental.
Because what defines miswiring all of a sudden? Like, okay, well, being
emotional scars, I feel like.
Well, let me ask y'all a question.
I'm trying to
something that would
to.
Give an emotional scar?
Like
would
something.
Be, make well, it. Miswiring?
No, something that like again, like I said, are daddy issues. You know, like for me personally, I love old men.
Yeah, I freaking love old men,
and I have a lot of daddy issues. That, you know, that doesn't prove everyone's point. Like whatever, but like that is a sexual thing that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically, you could go back and say, well, it's because you have. Of these issues with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't necessarily think it's like a mental physical glitch as it is just upbringing or environmental or just this one incident that caused cause and effect.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this. How come seemingly normal people, like your average people, find it hilarious to laugh at and take videos and pictures of animals fucking?
Ew. Because like you said, sex is silly, right?
It is.
Sex is funny.
Yeah, you can't deny. Like how many
like,
videos
look at those
or
animals.
Pictures like, oh, my kid was at the zoo and these animals are having sex behind him. I took a picture of it. Like,
yeah. Like look at like, these animals who don't have social like
yeah,
cues.
That's
who don't
a
have
normal
sex in public.
Thing.
You've never like been at the zoo like with your
dude,
kid
I was at a petting zoo not that long ago and one of the animals started like humping the other one and like all, like, I don't know. It was just kind of like, oh, I don't want to see that.
But
why would I want to take a picture?
People that are like, oh, that's so funny.
There's
and we'll video it.
Funny.
Yeah, like, it's all over the internet. Like, it's a very
really?
Common
that
thing.
Is so, like, immature?
Yeah, no, I mean,
I know.
It is.
I'm so immature about life.
It is. That's my point,
level.
Though. Like, it's a still, like, it's a stupid thing. Like, why do you think, but it's seemingly normal people.
I do think if
people,
all three of us,
like,
were going somewhere and we drove by, like, a pack of dogs having sex, we would all just, like,
we would comment on it and say it to each other.
And then laugh and drive away.
But would you want to record it?
Like, no, but I mean, just looking at it in general. Yeah. Though, like, looking at things you're not supposed to be looking at.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's... Like, I see the...
I walked in on my friend motioning his balls, and it was hilarious because I wasn't supposed to see it, and it seemed rather sexual. I mean, of course you're going to laugh. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You're seeing something you're not supposed
to
see.
Well, it goes back to, like...
And sex and junk, it's funny.
Yeah. And then natural curiosities, because seriously, like, you don't want to know what a donkey show looks like.
But I don't
In a
really.
Weird way, like...
I had an art history professor.
Sorry.
I was always, like, working on getting tenure, and I took, like, every class I had over a couple of years. It's just, when I get tenure, I'm taking everyone down to Mexico for a donkey show. And I was so looking forward to it.
But it's, like, natural curiosity. Like, oh, no, I wonder
right.
what this dead body looks like.
The
it's
cat
not
penis.
Just... Yeah, the cat
I had
penis.
To look it up because I was like, what do you mean it's spiky? And then I looked it up, though, and
See?
I was so disgusted.
It's these little things that, like, people
curiosity.
Think are so, like, ew, but then you realize you do stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
everybody does.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's just, like, there's just boundaries that are crossed, though. Like, on... Like, I would never act on, like, I will never look at a donkey show, like, although I do want to just know what, like, the physics of it, because, again, behind the scenes, okay, that's disgusting.
It's also, like,
but I wouldn't do it and be like, oh, a donkey show, like, figuring myself
but
in the process,
also,
do you know what I mean?
Women are less likely to sexualize things like that, where men are so quick to get a boner.
That's disgusting. Like, I'm sorry, very little turns me on.
And also, there are, on the flip side, like, there are women that will take money to have a fucking donkey fuck them.
But that's gross. But what do they, like,
I'm desperate.
No, ask your question.
It grosses
me
out, but at the same time, I want to know these things.
I would like to interview someone and ask them, like,
why do you
want to decide that this is it? I'm fucking a donkey.
Yeah.
And if you'll know anyone who does donkey shows or anything like that, we'd love to talk to you.
Seriously. I know.
So
like,
gross.
I would
not
pick
asking
the
to
brain
watch.
Of somebody. Yeah, I don't want to watch, but I would like to pick your brain.
And draw a diagram so Rock can understand.
I don't even, but that too, I don't understand the science of how that works. Like,
I don't either.
I know that sounds ridiculous.
It goes in.
But how do you get an animal to do that? And to
exactly.
like
these are the questions.
And then
see?
To like do
it's
you
not,
like I just don't understand it.
It's
the
not
science,
bad to have these
get
questions.
It.
No,
exactly.
absolutely not.
But I don't necessarily want to
away.
Know.
Exactly.
Like I'm confused.
It's a double edged sword because you
that
either go your whole life
gross.
Without
it's a
knowing
penis.
Or you go your life after having seen it because you just had to know.
Is that how you feel about normal sex, too, though? Like, were you like, I wonder what it looks like? When you first were like, what does a penis look like?
I remember
or,
my first, like, two boyfriends, all I ever asked them was about their dick and how it worked. Does it do that? Why does it do this? What? I mean, I don't have one. I was so obsessed with learning about
it. I never had
it.
Any
I think
questions.
It's pretty common to be like, I have
I
questions
do, like,
about these
grabbing
things.
People's balls.
I do feel what they're doing. Just to feel what they're doing at the time.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm just checking on you.
I don't have any. I don't have any. So I'm like, they just hang there. I just like to give you a little tap tap.
Oh, I'm still hanging there. Yeah, I don't have one. I'm kind of obsessed with it. Just kind of flow back and forth. Like,
I told you.
If you jump out and down, what does it do?
The first thing I would do is probably helicopter it.
Yes.
I want to feel that.
I want to figure
it
out.
I want to helicopter it.
Oh my gosh.
I know you're turned on by basically nothing, but did that do anything for you?
No. No, because I've never been like, I think they're funny looking. Like, nothing, like, body parts are
yeah,
funny looking. They're not attractive. Even girl parts, like.
I mean, girls are way prettier to look at than boys. I'd rather look at a naked woman than a naked man. Because at least, like.
I'd rather people have clothes on.
Why?
Sweaters just all the time. I don't know. I just. Bodies are funny to me, and I don't like to look at people.
How did you ever have sex in the first place?
I don't understand how she has children.
Like, how did you ever lose your virginity?
I laughed.
The whole time? He, penises
yeah,
are funny.
Like,
fuck
wow,
me.
Like,
this is hilarious.
Yeah, like, this is it? Like, this is what people are all like, is it about? I'm 17.
She's so fun when she's evil.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hungry. Sorry, it's been extra hungry. I don't know.
Talking about all that.
Disgusting. Makes me hungry.
Yes. Okay, don't fuck animals.
Listen to the Weird Thinking podcast.
But don't fuck animals or children, because that is disgusting.
And yes. Don't follow us to the donkey shows.
Yes. Don't send us those recordings.
We'll draw diagrams for you.
Goodbye. Bye.
Some sheep, E-I-E-I-O, with a baa-baa here and a baa-baa there.